Hello.
An incredible, remarkable, and it does have a happy ending tale. And it all started when you and your sister found a birth certificate, trying to find your own birth certificates for a sibling you never knew you had.
Yes. So we were 14, and we were in our parents' room.
Yeah.
Looking through all those documents that just seemed to be in crates in your parents' house.
Yeah.
And
in all folders.
Looking for a birth certificate. Yes. And we could never find it. Every year had the exact same challenge. And we did find a birth certificate, but it was a name that we didn't recognise. It wasn't any of our names or our brother's names. So when we found that, we realised that that there was something that Mum hadn't told us.
Yeah, so obviously, like, a lot of shock, confusion, I imagine. What was the reasoning that she hadn't told you?
So we asked her at the time. We said, Mum, we just found this birth certificate. What is it? And she was very adamant that we not ask any questions and that basically you don't have the right to know everything. Yeah. And she sort of shut it down. So for a very long time, it was another 10 years before we had the conversation again. And she eventually said that the reason that she didn't tell us when we were 14 was because she felt we wouldn't understand and that we weren't ready to hear the full story. And so it was when we were in our mid-20s that we had the conversation, which I think was good because you can kind of understand more what that experience would have been like.
And can process it a lot more with that life experience. It would be quite overwhelming as a 14-year-old just trying to register for netball. But for your mum at that time, so it was a relationship that didn't work and she decided, this was the early 80s, I think I read, how, you know, a single mum, she wouldn't have been able to do it. She was brought up in a Catholic environment, so she had to make that decision to adopt out her son.
Yeah, so it was 1982, and she was with a guy that she wasn't going to have a future with. It was a guy that I've asked Mum lots of questions about, like, oh, didn't you think that maybe it would have lasted and maybe you would get married? But she said that she knew it wasn't going to work out because he was going on a Kentucky tour and she knew that that he clearly wasn't going to be around to be a dad. And I think just it wasn't so much that at that time she felt forced into adopting out the baby, but it was that within the environment that she was, like that Catholic context, that it was an acceptable thing to do. It was a thing that people in her circle had done, was to have the baby and then give that baby the best chance at a really happy life.
So fast forward, you've had the conversation, you found out you've got a brother. Then what was your thought process and what did you do?
So we had sort of thought about it in the years in between, and sometimes late at night.
Yeah.
Sometimes late at night, I find myself partners because we had the name from the birth certificate, and for some reason, I typed that name into Facebook, thinking that you know somebody would turn up. But I was like, no, he doesn't have that name anymore. that's just what was on the birth certificate. Yeah. So, and I tried to look at, you know, there's some like ancestry and that sort of thing where you can find some weird records, like hospital records. But I think I soon realised that adoption agencies are smarter than me and that information wasn't going to be publicly accessible. So it was one of those things that sort of popped up every few months. I'd find myself thinking about it. And then one day we got a call from Mum, and Mum said a letter has come in the mail, which I'm like, what? Letters coming in the mail? When does that happen? But a letter had come in the mail saying that somebody was looking for her, and it was Andrew.
Oh, wow.
So you took an unusual family trip to the States where he was residing. Now, what was that first meeting like?
So it was in Boston, which weirdly enough, I had lived in Boston for a year. He was studying in Boston, and where I was living and where he was studying was about a 5-minute walk away. So very creepy.
So weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely could have walked past each other. I worked at two bars, and he thought that was a bit creepy because he was like, I went to those bars as a student. So that was weird, and Mum had come to visit me when I was living there, yeah. So she could have walked past him on the street. But so we were in Boston, and my sister and I were sitting inside a cafe looking out a glass window, and because Mum was meeting him, just the two of them, at sort of a park across the road. They wanted it to be kind of low-key but have a moment to themselves, and so we watched the moment that they met. And I sort of regret, I think maybe I should have filmed it, but I think it was the sort of moment that's best left to just exist in people's memories. And but it was really good, really natural. And the moment we met him and his wife, it was lovely. And I think the biggest thing is he's got a really good sense of humour, so we could all acknowledge, like, this is crazy, this is weird.
So was he obviously, because obviously I imagine for him it must have been difficult, you know, you're growing up and, you know, you're adopted. So obviously you have a lot of emotions towards your mum. Was he obviously quite okay with everything that had happened?
Yeah, so that was our first, well, my first thought was, is he going to have some resentment or some, you know, some feelings that he was abandoned, or why did this woman not want me, that sort of thing. Like, I was scared of that.
Yeah.
But a few days, we spent a few days with him, and one night we had a fair bit to drink and a lot of things came out, which is good. That's always how the truth comes out. And he said he had never for a moment felt any resentment. The only thing he felt was gratitude. And that's the whole reason he had ever wanted to meet Mum, was that he just wanted to look this woman in the eye and say, thank you, because every day he had thought, like, like, you know, my life's a gift, and it wasn't guaranteed, and this woman didn't have to have me. She didn't have to put me up for adoption. She didn't have to give me this amazing life. So he basically just wanted to look Mum in the eye and say, thank you. Like, you gave me,
that's beautiful.
You gave me my life. So he was very, very positive, and absolutely no resentment, which is amazing.
The most incredible story, and there is even more to unpack, but we can't fit it in a tiny little radio segment. So I'm going to put the link up to Mamma Mia at krock.com.au. Claire, thank you so much for your time and sharing your story with us. When I read it, it just blew my mind, and I had to share it with Geelong. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for your interest. Thank you.